Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day number 3 of our football playoff food is going to bring me to something that I know everybody's familiar with doing. And I am not going to take that away from any of you, especially you men out there. You keep doing what you do. But this is just my little spin on doing something that we're doing every Sunday already. And I'm talking about baby back ribs, Untamed style. And we're going to make our own homemade barbecue sauce. It's going to be out of this world. A special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, Rosenthal Olive Ranch out of Madera, California. www.rosenthalolivranch.com. Give them a call. Best olive oils, best vinegars I've ever had. From one chef to another, they are the best. Here is my recipe for baby back ribs Untamed style. So what I'm going to do, because I only have 4 people in my family, and yes, my wife loves baby back ribs, so we all get in on this. But what we do first is we take our baby back ribs, and the very first thing we're going to do is we're going to use a nice paring knife, and we're going to go ahead and make an incision in the back on top of one of the bones. What that's going to do is going to lift up that sinew on the back of the ribs, and then using a paper towel, or if you have a towel that works as well, we're going to carefully grab that, just pull it right off, and it does come right off. And that's very important when we're cooking, because whenever we're trying to eat these ribs, that's usually the part most people are spitting out. But no, we want to attack the ribs from all sides. That way we can really get them into our bodies as fast as we can, especially during a good game. It's very important to have some really good ribs. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to dust that with a spice mixture. 1 tablespoon of cayenne, paprika, lemon pepper, chili powder, curry powder, and always salt and pepper to taste. And everybody has a different preference. But always remember, when you are making a spice rub, the number one spice or the number one ingredient that should be in that rub should be always your salt. So don't ever let the salt sit on the back burner. I know there's a lot of people who do the low sodium thing. If you're a low sodium thing, then that's different. But if you want flavor, salt's where it's at. We're going to go ahead and put that on there. I'm going to put these in my smoker. And I'm going to start my smoker off here really quick. I'm going to start the smoker at 220. And I'm going to let these smoke for about an hour, just like this. What I'm going to do after that first hour is I'm going to go ahead and raise it up another 100 degrees. So we're going to go to 320 now. By the time 320 starts going, 30 minutes into the process, I'm going to make my own barbecue sauce. What I'm going to need is 1 cup of ketchup, 1 tablespoon of cider vinegar, 6 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, 6 tablespoons of brown sugar, and 1 tablespoon of honey. Mix all of that together, put that in a pan, and let that reduce down by half so all those flavors will concentrate. Absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. Then you're going to go ahead and put that on top of those ribs. Let them cook for another 30 minutes with the barbecue sauce on and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.